It's Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Darrell Conner. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the scratchy popping sound of a vinyl record was once buried in the past, but only briefly. We talk with an audio expert about why that iconic sound is still drawing in listeners.
Now, officials with the state are asking residents to burn or bag Christmas wreaths and other live evergreen plants to prevent the spread of invasive elongate hemlock scale.
The invasive species was found in Wisconsin for the first time in large numbers this holiday season, and our next guest is with us to talk about how this insect should be handled and the impact it could have in the state if it gains a foothold.
Donna Gilson is a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Donna, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
So let's start with what elongate hemlock scale is exactly.
This is an insect that came to the United States from Asia a number of years ago and has become pretty firmly established in the eastern United States, more along the seaboard and up into Maine. It attacks up to 40 different types of conifers, evergreen trees, including hemlock, spruce, and fir, which are some of their favorites. And it makes a little shell on the underside of the needles on these trees and starts feeding and weakens the tree so that it's susceptible to other pests and diseases.
And is this the first time that we've seen this insect here in Wisconsin?
We've been on the lookout for it for about 5 years. We always do inspections of Christmas tree lots and other places that sell cut boughs and cut trees between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And in the past few years, we found, here and there, a couple of trees, a couple of wreaths, and just been able to dispose of them properly and taking care of the problem. But this year, we found it at a number of chains in Wisconsin, national chains, and at multiple outlets of those chains. So it was pretty well scattered all over the state, and that raised some concerns in us that it could escape into the environment and get established here.
So were those found in kind of regular business of DATCAP going out and inspecting things? How often are inspectors out looking for potential problems?
Every Christmas season, we do send our inspectors out to check out Christmas tree lots and the places where they're selling cut trees and cut boughs, just to see if there are any pests there, make sure that they came into the state legally with the proper plant health papers. So, yes, it was found in the routine course of our work.
I'm guessing that you also do similar inspections with, say, bedding plants that come in during the summer.
We have a regular nursery inspection program, and when annual bedding plants, they do have to come into the state with, again, plant health papers, but we focus our attention a little more in nursery stock on perennials rather than annuals, just because of the nature of them, that they're perennial. But we do, if we find any diseases of concern or insects on annuals, we will, if it's something we have the authority to take regulatory action, we will. But we have a core of nursery inspectors who are busy pretty well year-round.
And do we know where these particular infested evergreens came from?
Yes, there were four suppliers in the state of North Carolina that supplied all of these stores. And there was one case up in northern Wisconsin where we also found a company that had brought in just the boughs. They were not prepared wreaths and decorations. They were just the boughs. They were going to make their own wreaths, and they actually had their source was in Virginia, and we also found elongate hemlock scale there, but were able to intercept it before it got out into the marketplace at all. In the case of these chain stores, we were finding it was wreaths and swags, the tabletop arrangements of evergreen boughs and cute little flays and things, that sort of decorations, not trees. We were not talking about trees here at all. So they came into the state already put together and were being sold already assembled.
Donna Gilson is a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. We're talking about elongate hemlock scale, an invasive species that has been found on some evergreen products in Wisconsin. And Donnie, you said these were found in big box stores. Are there any areas of the state where you found particular clusters of these materials?
No, it was pretty well scattered throughout the state. And I can tell you the names of the stores where we found them, but I don't want people to get a false impression or a false sense of security, because we certainly did not get to every single chain in Wisconsin. So it's conceivable that you could have bought it somewhere else and still had a problem. The only way to be assured that you didn't have it probably was if you know that the wreath or the swags, the boughs, whatever you bought, came from Wisconsin Christmas tree farms.
And speaking of those Wisconsin Christmas tree farms, it is a big economic part of our economy here. And what would happen if this elongate hemlock scale were to spread in the state?
It could be pretty devastating to Christmas tree growers because of the nature of this pest. It has a really complex life cycle. It produces multiple generations in a year. It's got several stages of its life cycle when it feeds, unlike many insects. And the real kicker is that as it's feeding, it forms a shell around itself, a scale, which is where it gets its name. And that it's protective. It protects it from predators, but it also protects it from any kind of insecticide. So growers couldn't just spray to get rid of it. They probably would need to use something, a systemic insecticide that needs to be applied as a soil drench or injected, which is probably prohibitively expensive and labor intensive if you have acres and acres of trees. Fir and spruce species are among the species that are most susceptible to this pest. So those, of course, are some of the species that really are the lifeblood of our Christmas tree farms, too.
And so, Donna, if someone listening has purchased a wreath or, like you said, arrangements that include evergreen boughs, and they're not sure where it came from, what's the best and safest way to dispose of that?
Yeah, if you're uncertain, just go ahead and bag it or burn it. Some people like to put them out on the compost pile, or they'll put them out for the city to collect if they have that service in your community. But the best thing is, if you have a fireplace in your home, go ahead and burn them in the fireplace. Or if you have a fire pit in your yard and, of course, meeting all local ordinances, burn them in your fire pit. If you don't have access to those things, just put them in a garbage bag and tie it up or put a twisty tie on it some way, and go ahead and put it in your trash can, and then your trash collection service will pick it up and it will go to the landfill where it's not going to cause any harm.
Well, Donna, thanks so much for joining us and sharing the information.
Well, thank you for helping us spread the word.
Donna Gilson is a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She joined us today to talk about a new invasive insect that's made its way into the state through wreaths and other live evergreen plants. DATCAP recommends burning these in order to help stop the spread of elongate hemlock scale.